Hello, this is Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards. Let's hear the Bible together. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. At that time, the Roman Emperor, Augustus, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. I'm delighted that in our highly secular society, Christmas still has a very secure place. No one could possibly miss the fact that it is Christmas. All attempts to replace Christmas with a festival such as Winterval have failed miserably. But even so, we have a problem because the birth of Jesus has become inextricably tied together with Father Christmas and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and other imaginary characters. It's really important that we recognise that Jesus' birth was a historic event. And here Dr. Luke gives us the facts. Jesus was born during the long reign of Caesar Augustus, who ruled the Roman Empire from 27 BC to 14 AD. During his reign, he established the Pax Romana, which led to a period of relative peace for more than two centuries. He ruled the empire tightly. One of his initiatives was to hold the census, and Quirinius, as governor of Syria, was given responsibility for covering the area of Judea. Luke gives us these very specific details because he wants the world to know that God broke into human history in a decisive way by sending his son to be the saviour of the world. If Jesus was not a historical figure, then the whole of Christianity crashes to the floor. This is what is known as the miracle of the incarnation, of God taking on flesh and becoming part of our world through his son, Jesus. As we enjoy our Christmas celebrations, we're marking the fact that Jesus entered into the rough and tumble of normal human life. You might have thought that Jesus, as the Son of God, would have been given special treatment as he entered the world, but no. Jesus entered the turbulent Roman world and faced all the indignities, regulations and limitations of a country living under occupation. This is no fairy story. Truly, God had come to live on earth. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that you've loved us so much that you were willing to send Jesus to our confused, cynical and sinful world. Amen. It's been a pleasure to spend these moments with you. I'd be delighted if this were not a one-way communication. So if you've got any questions or comments, do please write to me at jonathan.edwards@premier.org.uk. I'll then get back to you in complete confidence as soon as I can. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and join our growing Voice of Hope family. And follow along with these daily meditations at home in print, direct to your favourite mobile device, or as a daily podcast on the app Podbeam. I am Jonathan Edwards, and I encourage you to join me as I share a thought from the Bible Monday to Friday every week. May God bless you.